This is the Connect, Communicate, Change podcast, social media for the nonprofit sector. The Connect, Communicate, Change website can be found at www.connect-communicate-change.com.
Hi, this is Philippa for Connect, Communicate, Change. What I'm going to be talking about today is how to find followers on Twitter. It's very important to have people following you so you're not just talking out into the ether. Now, if you've been keeping on top of Connect, Communicate, Change website, you will have already done what I talked about in the Vital First Fortnight video. Now, it's really important to start with that for reasons I explained there. But basically, you don't want to start following people who will then look at your profile and think, well, I'm not following them back, they don't have any content. So you've done the Vital First Fortnight. And then you've also found people that you want to follow. I talked about that in the last video. And that's a good start, because a lot of people have their settings set so that they receive an email every time someone new follows them. And a lot of people in that case will get that email, have a look at it, click through to your page and see whether they think you're someone they want to follow. And if so, they may be following you already. So that's one way of finding followers, is just following other people. Another way, which is really useful, especially for an organisation like a non-profit, is to use what you've already got. And by that, I mean you probably have some kind of email newsletter that goes out, perhaps weekly or monthly or just occasionally. But one thing you can do that's straightforward is at the beginning of that newsletter, every time it goes out, or at the end, just add a note saying, we're now on Twitter, follow us @, and then a link. So people who you already know support what you do will find out that you're on Twitter and they can follow you, so that's quite easy. Another is, you probably have a website already, so you can add to, if you have a news section, you can add to the news section, we've now got a Twitter account, follow us here. And also, you can put a link on the front page, on the homepage of your website, saying, come follow us here, just a link to your Twitter account. And again, the people who are likely to see that are people who already are interested in what you do, so are quite likely, if they use Twitter themselves, to come and follow you. So that's three pretty simple ways of getting followers. The first is just by what you've been doing already, which is following interesting and relevant people. The second is by utilising the email newsletter you already have. And the third is by utilising a bit of space on the homepage of the website that you already have. Similarly, if you have a paper newsletter that goes out, you can add details on there. You can add it to your publicity, so any posters, leaflets that you send out, that you get printed, add details of your Twitter account. Because the people who see those are the people who are interested in what you do. So that makes it easy. Now, there are other ways of getting followers, which are a bit more interactive. But again, if you've been following the Vital First Fortnight instructions, you've already made a start on this. And that is to interact with people on Twitter. So retweet things that are interesting, reply to other people's tweets, maybe thanking them for the information or just saying hi or whatever seems appropriate. And often if you interact with someone a few times, they'll check out your page and see whether they're following you and maybe follow you back. So just because the Vital First Fortnight is over doesn't mean you should stop sending regular tweets and replying and retweeting. And these are all natural and organic and easy ways of getting followers. You won't get millions of followers like this. Depending on how big your organisation is, you might not get thousands, but it's a start and they are real followers who actually care about what you're doing and who are likely to be able to help you out, be it by sharing your information, publicising your website, donating during fundraising drives. You want real people followers and real organisation followers, because the temptation sometimes, and it's well publicised that it's possible, is to buy followers or to go on some kind of follower exchange. And these are a really bad idea. Because, yes, you may end up with a few hundred extra followers, but they won't add any value at all to your Twitter experience. They won't be retweeting what you say. They won't be publicising your website. They won't be donating to you. It will just purely be a vanity thing for the top right of the Twitter page so that you might think it looks better. Similarly with follower exchanges, that's even worse because you follow people and they follow you back. So not only do you have a lot more followers who bring no value at all to your Twitter experience and your Twitter usage, but also you're having to follow possibly hundreds or thousands of people that tweet about things that aren't at all relevant to you, that aren't interesting to you, that might well be spammy, and they will fill up your feed, and so you won't, and so you'll be missing the important tweets from people who matter, because your feed will be so full of the people you're following through the fake follower exchange. So although it might be tempting to sign up for a deal where you get 3,000 followers in a month or something, don't do it. It won't bring any value and it will just detract from your experience and it will be no use at all for your organisation. So getting new followers may be slower if you do it the natural organic way, but because it's a much more natural process, it means that the followers you do have will be good quality and the people you follow back will be good quality. Don't panic if it seems to be taking a long time to get a decent number of followers. As long as you keep producing consistent, good quality content, good quality tweets, good quality interactions, then your follower count will grow. And there's no shame in it taking a small amount of time for that to happen. Don't panic, just keep producing good tweets and you will get the followers that you want.
Thank you for listening. Visit our website at www.connect-communicate-change.com for information about and insight into social media for the voluntary and not-for-profit sector.